When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, gorgeous. Welcome to the bonus episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. Reminder, regular episodes air every Wednesday, with video airing Fridays on YouTube at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Mondays are always the bonus, and audio and video come out the exact same day. You're welcome.
Good job. That was like Truman Show vibes.
And what is it? And make sure on YouTube you subscribe, like, and comment.
Nice comments only. Just kidding.
Yeah.
We don't please. Care.
No, sometimes I like the mean ones because it keeps me humble.
Someone said, Jessica, I love you, but your voice is like, your voice makes my ears bleed. That was new. I was like, aw.
Yeah, it is nice because I'm feeling myself pretty hardcore every single day that when a mean one comes through, I'm like, you know what? I needed to hear that because my head was getting a little too big today.
A little air heady.
So... in honor of, I don't want to say in honor, well, Kate Middleton has reappeared, and I'm sure a lot of people are sitting here going, oh, fuck, I should not have posted what I posted. Eating their words, the Kim Kardashians of the world, whatever. She came out saying that she's been battling cancer, and we're sending her all of our love and prayers, not that she gives one damn, but maybe she does because she's a good human, but... it got me thinking. Actually, it got producer Stacy thinking. I cannot claim this idea. But we got an email, and we always have a topic of each bonus episode. And for a second there, I was like, at the beginning of every month, the first Monday, we're going to recap an OG episode of Vanderpump Rules. I have to be honest, kind of over it. I don't want to do that.
You know, that's what I love about this podcast is you can just change it. Yeah, we can just go, eh. And guess what? If you guys are desperate for Lala to Lala, like I said that
Lala,
so weird,
it's you
recap,
said it how I say it.
Then let us know in the DMs and I'll let her know and she can decide from there.
Yeah, but right now I'm just really enjoying how we've been doing it. I'm like, I am kind of Vanderpumped out for a moment.
Yeah.
For a while, actually. So go for it, Jess. Read what the topic of this week's boner episode is.
Okay. Well, it's best/worst. Rumor you've heard about yourself. Now, obviously, you mentioned the Kate Middleton thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in case any of you have been living under a rock, like Lala would say, so she came out saying she's battling with cancer, but there were conspiracy theories. People tore her down. And you mentioned this, but can you repeat here kind of what your mom said about Kate and this whole thing, just to kind of set us up about why we're talking about this?
Yeah, well, I was wondering, like, I don't understand why it's such a big deal for her to kind of go missing for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people don't need to explain every detail of their lives. And if they need to fall off the grid for a moment, like, they deserve to do that. And she was like, you have to understand it's different in the UK. This is generations upon generations of the same family in this, what is it, a monarchy?
Mm-hmm.
And so these people really feel safe and trust this family. So when they hear that the princess, who will soon be taking over as queen and running things, has disappeared, they start feeling very scared. Like, what does this mean for the future of the UK?
Mm-hmm.
They start shaking in their boots, right? I start shaking in my boots over here when I see Donald Trump, like, parading as Donald Trump, and I'm like, holy fuck. But at least I know his son won't be taking over next, you know, where he's just
God
like,
God willing. Good God.
No, but really, like, imagine if there was like no getting rid of him until he croaked, and then it was like, oh, and then we get his son, lovely, and then we get his son.
No.
You know, but this is like a legitimate family who really does an impeccable job. Like Princess Diana, when she passed away, it was like the country mourned at the deepest level. I haven't been alive when, like, the country has mourned, like, maybe JFK.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he, like, fucking Marilyn Monroe?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. I'm just saying, it seems like the United Kingdom just has their shit together.
Yeah.
They seem like very soft. Maybe it's the accent that makes them seem like they've got it together.
Right, hello.
But yeah, I've been bantering for 5 minutes about why this was a big deal. In other words, my mom said, the people have entrusted all their trust. All the trust has been entrusted. Okay? They're tripping. The future queen has gone MIA. And she's fabulous and the people love her. Well, now we know why.
Yeah, now we know why. So anyone who came out with your stupid little harsh theories, goodbye. I hope you learned your lesson, assholes.
No one's ever going to learn anything.
Don't. They'll just do it to the next one.
They really will. It's fine. It's whatever.
Well, so that brings us to, yes, the prompt I said. So best, worst rumor you've heard about yourself. Now, I really am excited for you to get into yours, and I think it's obvious you're gonna have the most.
I know.
So
I don't even know.
Do we start on ours first?
Yes, but I don't even know.
I really only have one, and it was a rumor I heard about myself in, I think I was like 7th or 8th grade, and people said that I cut a pocket out and would play with myself. And I was like, but maybe this is a good idea, you know? Like,
oh,
if they're
the
already
rumor
saying
gave
it, maybe
you an
I'll
idea?
Just be like, okay, well, if it's a rumor, maybe I'll just
Who
make it true.
That?
Somebody who just didn't like me.
Do you guys, did we not talk about this on the podcast? Some girl cut, her guy was like, wear your least favorite pair of jeans. He cuts the pockets out and she was like, what the fuck? And then at dinner, he did a little finger action and she was like, didn't we talk about this?
I think we did. It's ringing a bell, and you're right. It is a genius idea.
Yeah.
So good for you.
I know. I didn't really do it, but I'm thinking maybe like it is. It's in the cards.
I love that.
Maybe
that
on the plane.
So
who
funny.
Knows?
I love
but that
it.
Was a rumor that I heard about myself, and I was like, oh, all right.
That's fun. Okay.
That's a good one, right?
Okay, that's a good one. So I have had zero rumors made up about me. I don't think anyone really cares that much, except. There was a rumor when I was 10 years old that I had gotten cast for a limited to magazine, like as a child model, and that I would be modeling in the magazine, and it took off a little, but I started that rumor. So that was something, and I started it in school, and then I passed it around because I thought how cool it would be. I'd always look at my limited to catalog, and I was like, oh. I would love to be a model, you guys.
Of a rumor and more of you're a liar.
But I started it and I told the girl in 5th grade who I knew would tell everyone. And then I was like, what? No.
You told the bone carrier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sure did.
Yeah,
you
that's
told
what you
the
do.
Telephone.
So, but let's now talk about you because I feel like you have some good ones, no?
Okay, I feel like the first one that, did we ask our friends?
Yeah, oh, we have
rumors?
So many. Yes.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah. Oh my God, I can't wait. Okay, so the first one I thought about was that I hooked up with Jax Taylor.
Oh.
That was the first one.
Okay.
That never happened. If you remember season 4, like it's still talked about that like I've hooked up with him. And I'm letting you know. It never happened.
Right.
Was there flirting? For sure. I may have asked him to come over like when I was wasted and I'm thrilled he did not.
Did you make out with him or anything?
Never.
Oh. Okay.
Never. And season 4, I'm at a bar with... It's me, we're at a high top table, I remember it vividly, outside, me, Jax, Kristen, and Sheena. And I had my hand on his leg, and I was rubbing his leg, but everyone wanted to...
Jerking him off?
Yes, which of course I fed into that. Of course I fed into that, right? And we leave together, but we never went home together. I had my boyfriend/not boyfriend at the time pick me up, and... ended up having sex with him as we drove a moving vehicle on a freeway.
That was season 4?
Yes.
Lala? Wow.
And how, like right now, thinking about, like in my sober state of mind, if someone were like, let's have sex while I drive, my brain is immediately going to go, one wrong move and we're through the windshield. Okay?
Yeah.
Not this Lala. This Lala was like, yeah, ba-boom, 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 ba-boom.
What?
And all the speed bumps while he's...
Oh, you got to take over the. He's on gas and brake. You're on wheel. You got to get that together.
Can you imagine?
I was facing the wrong direction.
You got to get that together too. Come on.
Shut up.
There's safe ways.
No, but could you imagine? Because I was holding on to the seat and I was using like holding on to the steering wheel. That would be very unsafe.
You got to just lay the seat back. He does.
Spoiler alert, we did get home safe.
We can tell you're still here.
The fact that Ethan thought like you're on his lap.
Reverse cowgirl, baby.
You're on his lap driving and he's using. And also, can you imagine see that drive that driving by you? Someone faced the other way, and the person like, I would die.
I think
of laughter.
He had very tinted windows.
Oh, of course.
But
okay,
literally, that was the rumor. They were like, they left together. They for sure hooked up. I never hooked up with him. So that's one rumor. There's
Squashed.
Another rumor that I heard about myself over the weekend.
Oh.
From
a
Amber.
New one.
Okay.
Okay.
Amber, who is the mother of my child's half sisters.
Right.
So she calls me and she's like, I ran into this woman. She's the sister of this other girl, and I'm not going to mention their names because I don't even want to draw attention to it, but it was wild. So this girl was in the pageant game. It is not Rachel Levis.
Okay.
She was like real pageant girl, like won a title.
Got it.
Big one. Okay. And she claims that there was a time that me and my ex, this girl, we had a tiny bit of a friendship. We're going to name the sister, we'll name the sister Caitlin, and we'll name the girl who's claiming that this happened Ashley.
Okay.
So Caitlin's talking to Amber, and she's like, oh, you know Lala? She's like, my sister Ashley was like tore into by Lala and your ex. It was really bad. Like, my sister refuses to speak to Lala anymore. And we share a mutual friend. We'll name her Sarah. I've talked to Sarah. And she's like, Ashley doesn't want to talk to you because you unfollowed her on Instagram. And I was like, that tracks for this bitch. That definitely tracks. Okay, this is what she's claiming happened. That we were on a set of a movie and I lost my mind on her. And my ex also lost his mind on her. This is what actually happened. I'm on the set of a movie. I'm with Sarah's ex that ended very badly, okay? Ashley starts texting everyone on the film, all the actors, saying, don't film with him. We're filming a fucking movie.
Yeah.
And it was booked before we even knew that this guy was kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So I'm in the trailer with another actress and she's like, what are you going to do? Are you being blown up by Ashley? And I was like, this is wild. So, of course, I tell my ex, I'm like, yo, she's making people a little uncomfortable to film with this guy. This guy gets wind that Ashley's doing this on behalf of her friend. I totally understand. So I can't speak for what my ex said to her, but she claims I lost my mind on her and she's going around telling people this. And I think her name carries some water. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, if you know me from Vanderpump Rules, you're going to be like, that tracks that Lala would lose her mind on you. But I'm like, I've heard that she's a little insane.
Yeah.
She's fucking insane.
She's
I never lost
insane.
My mind on her.
Did
I
you say anything?
Her. No, I didn't say
on
anything.
On set? Nothing. And
Who?
She's saying, you didn't go up to her on set and were like,
she
no.
wasn't there.
Oh my
she
God.
She was DMing people. On behalf of her friend who has done
Sarah.
Dirty,
yeah.
And I get that, but I never lost my mind on her. And and my friend Sarah said, it's because you unfollowed her on Instagram. I was like, that was years ago. She just happened to notice now because she probably looked it up and thought that I unfollowed her because of this. But honestly, I looked at how many followers she had and I wasn't really that interested in what she was doing. I'm like, she'll never fucking notice. And you guys know I'm weird about my followers to following ratio.
Mm-hmm.
It has to stay in alignment. She was the one person that I was like, I don't really care about you that much. You're really pretty, but all your pages is showing me that you're really pretty. And
yeah.
Like, I know you're really pretty.
Yeah.
You're also a fucking nutcase. Because that never fucking happened, you quack. Oh my God. I was like, Amber? She goes, were you drinking? I was like, no, because that's how I track out my life and the timeline.
Yeah.
I go, oh, this happened when I was drinking. So it is plausible.
Yeah.
The jury has spoken and they're saying guilty. No. I was not drinking at this point in time. I was sober as it gets because I remember doing a podcast about sobriety with one of the actors who had been sober for a long time.
Wow.
But I'm like, yo, It's not, was I drinking? Maybe this other bitch was drinking.
Yeah, right?
Damn. We want names. Just kidding. Not really.
She was a big pageant person.
If you were to say it, everyone would know her.
Of course they would know her.
Really?
Of course they would know her. That's why I'm not going to say it.
Maybe we don't give any more hints then.
Let's fucking move on before I tell the name.
I know, right? Give them little two letters.
Did the story make any sense?
It made all the sense.
It's really hard when you can't use actual names, of people.
Yeah. I honestly was getting lost with Sarah, Ashley, Caitlin. I was thinking, I don't know who's who anymore.
Caitlin's the sister of the crazy person named Ashley who's starting the rumors. And Sarah's the go-between mutual friend.
I remembered. I put it together.
Because I remember being like, can you talk to her? Like, I can't believe that me unfollowing her really made
set her off.
Like, right. She blocked me on everything. And when Sarah came back, she's like, yeah, she's just really not ready to talk to you. And I'm like,
because
damn.
You unfollowed her.
No, because apparently in her mind, I freaked out at her.
That's insane. I think she doesn't want to look insane and be like, she unfollowed me, so I'm not speaking to her. She's making shit.
You're pretty, bitch, but you DeLulu as fuck. Okay.
That I will never run from someone further. If they come to me and say, you unfollowed or whatever, I'm like, oh, you are scary.
Nutcase.
Oh my God.
I don't know what's scarier, her just admitting that I unfollowed or her thinking that I lost my mind on her.
I don't know.
Moving on before I give the name away.
My days of panicking over gift giving are officially over, and yours can be too, thanks to Gift Mode on Etsy. I absolutely love this. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's super easy too. Just tap or click on Gift Mode on your Etsy app or at Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I can't tell you how calming it is for me to see all of those ideas pop up on my screen. I recently had to find a gift for one of Ocean's little friend's birthdays, and I was trippin'. Then I remembered, just use Etsy Gift Mode to shop for the creative kid. And I found the cutest handmade dress-up costumes, fabulous capes, and accessories. The capes were so cute that I even bought one for Ocean. Gift Mode on Etsy is the best. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday gift for the reality TV fan, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now. Did you know today is a great day to warranty? Well, actually, every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with American Home Shield Warranty. I signed up with American Home Shield the moment I decided to buy my house. With an American Home Shield Warranty, unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or faulty water heater won't break the bank because coverage repairs and replacements are taken care of just like that. And not by me, my mom, or Easton. We wouldn't know the first thing to do if something stopped working in this house. I just contact American Home Shield when a covered item breaks, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. So having that sort of reassurance from American Home Shield is something to celebrate. When it comes to protecting your appliances and home systems, don't worry, be warranty. Visit ahs.com/GTL today to get 20% off any plan. That's ahs.com/GTL for 20% off any plan. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Okay, so you guys wrote in a lot of fun rumors you've had about yourselves, and not so fun. This one, I was told I had a really big and popular OnlyFans. Some a-hole was using my face pics.
Oh, that's more than a rumor. This is a defamation of character.
Yeah.
Oh,
perjury.
Wow,
what is it? Plagiarism.
Plagiarism. Oh my God. What if someone did that?
Wait, by the way, me and my friend in junior high did that.
Plagiarized?
We would catfish dudes.
With
for your fun? No, with some hot bitch who might have been in porn. I don't know though. We just found her on the internet. She was so hot, and the amount of men that slid into our DMs, and we had no intention of like linking up with these people. Right. We were just a bunch of kids growing up in Utah, bored.
Yeah.
Most people were drinking alcohol. We were catfishing.
Were you catfishing guys from your high school or random guys?
Random guys.
That's real bored.
The randomest of random.
How'd you find them? Was it like MySpace with the or
hot
something?
It was on MySpace. With the hot girl's picture.
Everyone was finding that.
Hilarious, but also like you guys were also hot at the time too. So it was like, oh.
We were only like 13.
Oh, you were kids.
We were children.
Okay. Never mind. Forget I said that. Whoops.
Maybe in high school we were hitting different, like 18, fresh out of graduation.
Right.
You know, hitting the bottle. We get a little freaky and our bounce back is
right.
good. No, this was like 13-year-olds bored. Okay.
As we drove
to junior high, we catfished.
Wild. Drove.
That's
13.
The wildest time of my life, by the way.
Right?
People
are
like, when
crazy.
Did you get the most buck wild? Junior
13.
High. It's no
13,
joke.
13, baby. It was a menace.
Oh, my God. Okay. This one, ooh, that my husband had another child crying laughing face. Even
we're
though,
glad you can laugh about it now.
Even though we had been together since we were 15. Well, also, maybe do that 23andMe. Don't be shocked if someone comes knocking on your door.
I don't know. If someone said, like, your husband has another, like, where did you pull that from? That's a very specific, I don't know. I don't mean to freak you out, but, like, just because you're together since you were 15.
Yeah, tell them to name names because
name
then you're going to go DNA check.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you should.
That's
can I
wild.
Tell you something? And hopefully my mom doesn't get upset, but in my grandma's will, Mimi, mm-hmm. my mom's mom, she put, if any illegitimate children appear, they get the sum of one penny.
Because he was in World
he
War.
Was in the, he was served in three wars. She's no dummy. She's like, I fucking know what goes on out in these streets.
Wow.
When you're at war, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. She made sure she covered her bases. So in my will, I fucking covered my bases too.
Did you do that?
Well, I don't have a boyfriend that would be out having illegitimate or a husband that would be out having illegitimate children. But you gotta
cover them.
Mom the other day goes, I've gotta cross my I's and dot my T's. I was like, so now I wanna just say that to everybody.
Yeah.
Cross my I's and dot my T's.
Got to.
You have to. You have to. Wise words from Lisa. You must.
Take it with you.
Oh, my God. Okay, I had a fling with a coworker that never happened, I would tell, LOL, over 10 years ago. Have either of you ever had a fling with a coworker? Well, your coworker.
My co-working environment is a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You haven't?
No.
I don't think so either, which feels weird for me. No, I was always like in long-term relationships, even if I was attracted to someone I worked with.
I might have had one.
Did you?
Wait, really?
I think so. Just one.
No, he feels comfortable now. Who wrote this question? A girl?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan's feeling comfortable now. Who did you co-work with? Hey.
Somebody.
Oh. Somebody, he says.
A little lady.
Do we know the job?
Jerry, I'm a woman.
It was my previous job before moving out here.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, you'll have to give us the tea after this.
Oh,
they cohabitated
no.
their peeps, didn't
wow.
they?
Wow.
We touched privates.
Privates?
Oh!
Privates.
Privates.
Wow. That's what we call them. Privates.
Privates.
Bumping peepees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Private parts.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Private
I
parts.
Think.
Oh, I thought it was that's where pee came from.
Well, I thought it was too.
Or it's penis and pussy.
Private
but I
parts.
Like private parts.
I love it. We're using it all the time.
Let's bump our private parts.
Okay.
That I was doing heroin in my high school. This is wild.
That isn't just a
Hold
rumor.
Hold on. No, there's
more. Something behind it.
That I was doing heroin in my high school bathroom because an insulin needle was found.
Oh, okay. Diabetic.
Oh, yes.
I feel like shit.
Oh.
What, has Kate Middleton taught us nothing? Easton, about biting your tongue before you hear the full story?
Always keep that insulin on you.
Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, this
I
is
mean,
dark.
if I saw a needle,
same. I'd, thinking, like, I'd be like, who?
Immediately drug addict.
Heroin user.
Heroin user.
Stay away from us.
At what grade? I didn't even know heroin until like, imagine? What, 18, 19?
I know. What the hell?
I learned about heroin when they came to teach us about the DARE program. The drug-free. Yeah.
The DARE program, which got many of us to try our first drug.
I know. Thank you, DARE. I think that was a terrible
idea.
The
only one that got me to be like, never, never.
Oh, I watched it. No, I was like, I could do it.
They were like, well, it depends on your teacher. Because my teacher was like, and you know, marijuana, it just gets you feeling relaxed. It gets, and I'm like, okay.
I'll try that.
Pass it around.
Because you know, the third grade is no joke. I didn't feel relaxed.
Your teacher's just high all day?
These spelling tests are really kicking my ass.
I think my DARE teacher was a stoner. 100%.
If I were to teach third graders, I think I'd have to be ripped all day too.
Yeah, in Syracuse, upstate New York, from Finger Lakes.
Yes.
Yeah, your teachers are high as fuck.
100%. From Finger Lakes, she said.
Thought we were going somewhere else with that.
No, when she wore that sweatshirt, I was like, is this supposed to be, is this a real place or is it?
Or I don't somebody's understand. Fingers
She's like, this
making
is where
legs.
I'm from. The Finger Lakes region. You know who knows? Dorinda knows. I brought up where I was from and Dorinda was like, oh, she loved it. She's been there.
She said, I love Finger Lakes.
I love her.
I fucking love Dorinda.
I know.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now. And anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code LALA at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/LALA and use code LALA at checkout for 25% off. You guys, it is finally shorts and t-shirt weather. My favorite kind of weather. Time to put the jackets and sweaters in the back of the closet where they belong. And if you're like me, I know you want to update your look for the summer, but you don't want to break the bank in the process. That's where Quince comes in. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic all summer long. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at just $30. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all those savings on to us. I am wearing my Quince cashmere tee again today, and I have no shame. I got the cream color. It's so soft. It's so comfy. So chic. Almost as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got to put in Palm Springs. We all are obsessed with those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Lala.
So this one's dark and sad, but I'm going to bring it up. I began setting boundaries with my family. The family started a rumor in the family that she had relapsed because she started setting boundaries.
Not my family, no.
Okay, mom. I just want this person to know. There's going to be a day where the universe wreaks havoc upon them.
Mm-hmm.
So just sit and chill and keep living your best sober life, because when that day comes, I'm totally fine with you feeling peaceful and smiling when all the shit in the world hits the fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you want to know why this is happening? It's a little rumor. I think you may have heard it.
Yeah.
I think you may have heard it. What an asshole.
What
all
an
those
asshole.
People.
Yeah. Because inter-family rumors are the worst because your family, in my opinion, is supposed to protect you. They're supposed to be the ones that, like, we know what's going on inside, but the outside world will never hear.
Well, your
we'll
family,
shut down a rumor that might even be true.
I was about to say,
all
you
right,
shut
Easton,
a rumor
I
down.
Started the rumor about you cutting the hole in your pocket.
I knew it was coming from somewhere.
No.
It was too close to home. Damn it.
Oh, no. Okay. Okay, this is that I kissed my brother. Never happened. So brutal, LOL. That would be one of
That's
the worst
the
rumors.
Worst.
Right?
That is
high
the
school.
Worst.
Oh, could you imagine what? If that was going around? Like, you and your brother kiss. I'd be like,
That would be horrific.
I think I'm finding
that
a new school.
That would be the worst fucking rumor ever.
Ever. Do you guys remember any rumors from high school? That were started that you knew? Because I do.
I don't.
Like,
I don't.
About people, you don't remember the rumors, and it's like, that wasn't true. I know it wasn't true.
Most of the rumors at school that were, like, the big ones were, like, so-and-so's a slut.
Yeah.
It was like, okay. So? We all are.
Yeah. Like, so-and-so's having sex every day, and it's like, well, fuck, give her my number.
Come through.
Yeah, what am I?
Come
beautiful
through.
Woman.
Oh, my
well,
gosh.
Well, then there's this one. An entire stall in high school. I'm assuming bathroom stall, dedicated to shit-talking me. I won number one whore in the high school. She did crying laughing faces. First off, good for you for laughing about that shit now. That's bullying.
100% is bullying.
Right.
And disgusting.
You want to know what?
I'm not excited for Ocean to go to school anymore.
Oh, me neither. I will be all up in there. I will be all
oh,
up
I
in there.
I will beat
but I'm gonna
a
be,
kid's ass.
I'm going to be the mom that's like, are you mad that Ocean is Captain Still Yo Man? Oh, go cry to your mom and tell her, meet her right here. I'll meet her right fucking here.
With my Lola. Big
By the
on.
Way, though, what are her stats? I'm going to need to know weight, height.
Lala marching through the high school halls. You want to get popped? No. What's going on?
Oh, no.
Sad because I see it.
I love it.
I just
I
see me,
it.
Like, holding her back. Stop. Get me.
Ocean's so sweet. At Sky Zone, she walked up to this random girl and was like, I lost my sweatshirt and I don't have any friends.
Oh,
and
no.
The little girl took her with her, helped her find her sweatshirt. Because I was like, Ocean, where's your sweatshirt? Buy the sweatshirt.
I love that so much. She's so cute and I don't have any friends and I lost my sweatshirt. I would be like, you're coming home with me
you're
right
coming
now.
Home with me.
You okay. Guys, my baby's going to come out such a little happy Virgo.
Oh,
with
100%.
All the laughing ever.
Okay.
One last one.
This is a good one because Lala and Lisa can relate. Best rumor that my best friend and I were a lesbian couple.
Oh. I mean, I've never heard that about. What do you mean we can relate?
You and Lisa, your mom.
A little lesbian couple.
Oh, it's not a rumor. I guess someone just said it once.
No, it was Heather McDonald's son. Okay. It was like the lesbian couple coming over. The one, she's older, and the other one's younger when they have the baby.
The lesbian couple. That is the funniest thing to me in the world.
It really is so great. No, but it is awkward. Like, even at Disneyland, when we had Ocean.
Yeah.
And they were talking to Easton as if he was Ocean's dad.
No, it's a very weird
No,
dynamic.
It is weird. And we're always like, no. It's not even like a correction of like, oh, no, this is my brother. It's like,
yeah.
No, we repulsive. Say it before anybody. I'm like, yep, I'm the uncle.
I'm the
don't
uncle.
Fucking get
yeah,
this
I can't
twisted.
Relate to the rumor. Yeah. But.
But you can.
I feel like that's a bunch of like. Horny dudes.
It is 100% a bunch of horny dudes. If you didn't have that rumor, I think
I might have started one of those rumors.
I was gonna
like
say,
if they were good friends, I'd be like, yeah, they scissor.
Yeah, they scissor.
Because it's less of a rumor and more of like a
I
fantasy.
I hope so. Yeah. I'm really hoping.
In high school too? Oh my God. Shelby and I played into that. I think we made out in front of guys at a high school party drunk because we're like,
100%.
Oh, you want to see lesbians?
100%. I did that shit all the time.
Yeah.
I was like, make out with my best friend for some like male attention. Of course.
Girls are so lucky.
They are?
Yeah.
I'm making out with my friend so that you'll make out with me, yeah. Idiot.
Right.
If I start making out with my friend, the guy's going to go, oh, have a good night. you know?
But by the way, there's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
If you're a straight man who makes out with your other straight man friends, go for it.
Have
we always talk about sexual stuff that we like, you know? Do your thing. Me personally, if I'm making out with a chick, it's to get you all horned up.
To make out with me.
Right.
Ba-boom,
right.
Ba-boom.
Anyway.
I love bonus episodes.
They're
love
fun.
Them.
They've been really going to sex quite frequently.
Yeah.
That's probably my fault.
But no, that's the
listeners. It's for sure your fault. You're the only one with a boyfriend. What, are you not getting laid?
No.
Don't answer that. I'm your boss. I would never ask you something like that.
I was about to say fiance, and then I was like, what a douchebag thing to say.
No, it is a fiance. Do you have your ring on today?
No, because it flung off. We're getting it resized. It's too big.
New rumor. Jessica and Kyle have split. Trouble in paradise.
Trouble in paradise.
The jujitsu queen
is jujitsuing elsewhere now.
You know. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Give Them Lala bonus episode. We will catch you next Monday. And I always want to say happy hump day, but it's Monday, and I hope that you guys take on the rest of the week like champs. What a buzzkill.
See you later.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.